The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
This is book 8 of 10 of the top most read, most popular investment books of all time. And this is called Reminiscences of a Stock Operator by Edwin Lefebvre. It's a fictionalized biography based on the life and experiences of Jesse Livermore, who's a famous stock trader. Jesse Livermore is considered a pioneer of day trading, and at one time Livermore was one of the richest people in the world. Some of Livermore's trades, such as taking short positions before the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and just before the Wall Street crash of 1929, are legendary within investment circles. However, and this is a big however, he eventually committed suicide, largely due to the amount of leverage he took on. And at the time when he committed suicide, he had liabilities greater than his assets. Some observers have regarded Livermore as the greatest trader who ever lived, but others have regarded his legacy as a cautionary tale about the risks of leverage to seek large gains rather than a strategy focused on smaller yet more consistent returns. And you find that probably if you are leveraged. I don't know what it's like with you, but the biggest position you have in your portfolio, that's the thing that's most likely to keep you up at night. And so being able to sleep soundly is the way forward. If you have a leveraged position and it's going against you, you imagine how you feel in that. And it can take everything else down, you know. And when you start, you know, panicking like that, your rationality goes out the window. So like Jesse Livermore there, probably, you know, an amazing trader. But when he's highly leveraged and the market's going against him, he may do things that he wouldn't normally do. Anyway, here's a summary of the key ideas covered in the book. Number one, speculation and market psychology. The book explores the world of speculation and the psychology of market participants. It highlights the impact of emotions such as greed, fear, and herd mentality on stock market prices and the behavior of traders. Two, price action and technical analysis. Reminiscences of a Stock Operator emphasizes the importance of studying price movements and trends in making investment decisions. It discusses the use of technical analysis, charts, and patterns to identify potential trading opportunities. Three, risk management and money management. The book delves into the significance of risk management and money management in speculation. It emphasizes the need for disciplined risk control, including setting stop-loss orders and managing position sizing to protect capital and minimize losses. Four, patience and timing. The protagonist's experiences highlight the importance of patience and waiting for the right market conditions and opportunities. It emphasizes the significance of timing trades and taking advantage of favorable market trends. Five, learning from mistakes. The book showcases the protagonist's journey and the lessons learned from his successes and failures. It emphasizes the value of learning from mistakes, adapting to changing market conditions, and continuously improving one's trading approach. Six, market manipulation and speculative excesses. Reminiscences of a Stock Operator discusses the presence of market manipulation, speculative excesses, and the risks associated with following the market rumours or tips. It warns against blindly following the crowd and emphasises the importance of independent thinking and analysis. And 7, the importance of psychology and self-discipline. The book emphasises the role of psychology and self-discipline in successful speculation. It explores the challenges of managing emotions, avoiding impulsive decisions, and maintaining a rational mindset in the face of market fluctuations. And here's a quote from The Reminiscences of a Stock Operator by Edwin Lefebvre. It says, "There is nothing new in Wall Street. There can't be, because speculation is as old as the hills. Whatever happens in the stock market today has happened before and will happen again." That's Reminiscences of a Stock Operator by Edwin Lefebvre.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.